This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Septuagint and Masoretic Text, a comparative study of textual divergences and their theological implications. This paper compares the two most influential textual traditions of the Old Testament, the Septuagint or LXX, and the Masoretic Text or MT. I argue that both are essential for biblical interpretation, but that the Septuagint holds a special theological significance for Christian doctrine, particularly in its Christological and Messianic readings. I begin with a historical overview of each tradition. The LXX, translated in Alexandria between the 3rd and 2nd centuries BC, became the Bible of the early church and the primary Old Testament source for the apostles. The Masoretic Text, standardized centuries later by Jewish scribes, emphasizes precision and liturgical preservation. I then analyze key divergences, Isaiah 7:14 virgin versus young woman, Psalm 22:16 pierced versus like a lion, and Deuteronomy 32:8 sons of God versus sons of Israel. These differences are not minor. They shape how we understand prophecy, divine beings, and the person of Christ. The LXX is frequently supported by the Dead Sea Scrolls in these cases, lending historical weight to its readings. Paper also examines how the LXX shaped the structure, naming, and theological emphases of the Christian Bible. I walk through how early church fathers, Origen's Hexapla, and councils like Jamnia and Trent treated these texts, and I show how the Greek Bible prepared the way for the gospel spread across the Greco-Roman world. Just as Alexander's conquest spread the Greek language, God used the LXX to prepare hearts for Christ. Finally, I offer a comparative table in Appendix A and a visual chart of Origen's Hexapla in Appendix C to help readers see the textual relationships and their implications clearly. If you've ever wondered why the New Testament quotes the Old Testament differently than your English Bible, or whether the Septuagint was inspired, this paper gives you the tools to engage the topic deeply, thoughtfully, and faithfully. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!